A storm will organize and intensify rapidly as it tracks northward through the central Great Lakes today, and since the center of the storm is traveling well to our west, we will be on the warm side of it with periods of rain instead of a wintry mess for the holiday travelers. The first steady batch of rain has moved through the region, and we'll continue to find more of these periods of rain as we head later in the day and into the evening, some of which may come down quite heavily at times. With the potential for a significant amount of rain in a relatively short period of time, the National Weather Service has hoisted a flood watch for the entire region through Friday morning. It'll be unseasonably mild today, but the high temperature for the day won't likely come until late in the evening with a surge of warm air expected late in the day. The storm's cold front will move through the region during the overnight with some additional heavy rain possible and even the chance for a rumble of thunder or two. The steady rain will likely be east of the region by Christmas morning with just some lingering showers as the cold front continues to sweep east of the region. In the wake of that frontal passage, skies will begin to clear and the wind will really crank up with gusts between 40 and 50 miles an hour possible, especially over the higher terrain during the day, which could lead to some scattered power outages. A wind advisory is in effect for much of the region from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across much of the southeastern states and a marginal risk of severe storms across Ohio, eastern Kentucky, and western West Virginia, as isolated severe thunderstorms with mainly a wind threat are possible through those regions. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high Tuesday of 87 degrees at Point Magunas in California to a low Wednesday morning of 15 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, we'll have periods of rain and areas of fog with highs in the upper 50s. In Boston, rain likely, then possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, showers, temperatures near 60 degrees and a southeast wind between 10 and 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 33 degrees with a record of 57, which was set in 1941. Normal minimum temperature is 18 degrees with a record of 15 below zero set in 1989. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Christmas Eve, December the 24th. Sunrise was at 7:24 a.m. and sunset will be at 4:26 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Periods of rain this afternoon. Some of it may come down heavy at times. Highs will be in the lower 40s. For tonight, rain may be heavy at times and a near steady temperature in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, rain this afternoon may be heavy at times. It'll be mild with temperatures in the lower 50s. Tonight, rain, again, may be heavy at times with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, rain may be heavy at times this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the lower and mid-40s. Tonight, rain may be heavy at times and a near-steady temperature in the low 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, rain this afternoon may be heavy at times, temperatures near 50 degrees. Rain may be heavy at times tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, rain this afternoon may come down heavily at times, temperatures in the upper 40s. Tonight, rain may be heavy at times, lows in the mid-40s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, Christmas Day. Morning showers, then clearing and turning windy. Temperatures in the 40s and falling. Friday, mostly sunny, seasonably mild. Highs in the low to mid-40s. Saturday, partly sunny and mild. Temperatures in the low to mid-40s. Colder on Sunday as it turns partly cloudy with highs in the low to mid-30s. Some light snow possible Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid and upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.